Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hello.
So Alicia and I went the day before to see the new release and live action of The Lion King.
Yes, we did.
So, interesting because, you know, iconic Lion King in the theater. I mean, in the theater, in like Broadway.
Yeah.
And when the cartoon came out, it was a blockbuster and everyone said, what an amazing story, yada, yada, yada. So, really good all the way around. And when they said they was going to do a live action one, I just thought that was really interesting. And I was telling Alicia that these weren't really true animals. These were pretty animated animals, just like Jungle Book. So the same guy that did Jungle Book is the guy who did The Lion King this time. And I walked into this saying, I'm not sure if this is the movie that I want it to be, as opposed to the movie I think it's going to be. So kind of interesting on that. But Lion King, I think y'all know about that. Mufasa and James Earl Jones. Yeah, he's, I'm Mufasa. And you have a whole lot of big actors in there this time. You got John Oliver was in there. You had Beyonce. Who was the other one that was on there? Who paid the
Donald
Glover.
Yes.
Yeah, Donald Glover. And, you know, a couple of other.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
John Oliver, you said. James Earl Jones.
Chito Ifor.
Alfie Woodard.
Yeah, Alfie Woodard was the other lioness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a couple of, you know, a couple of other little actors in between there, which was good. It wound up to be pretty, pretty good. And so I'll let Alicia walk you through this one because we kind of talked through this.
So remember the original came out in 1994.
Yeah.
So it's been a long, long time. And then they had several other series behind that, from their continuation 2 and 3 from The Lion King because it was very popular amongst the kids. The cartoon, you can see that the cartoon, when I was watching the cartoon, the original cartoon, you can see the from 1994 to now how cartoon has changed.
Right.
It has gotten, you know, better. Mm-hmm. The storyline didn't change. It's the same storyline. There was nothing different. I would assume that it would have been something different.
Kind of modernize it and add a little more to it.
Yeah, but they didn't do it. But the how would you say the special, was it the special effects?
Yeah, or you could call it that.
It was amazing.
The cinematography. Yeah, the cinematography.
Because Michael told me, those are not real animals. I said, well, they did a damn good job making them real. Because it really was, it was beautifully done. So if you're going to go, that's what you're going to want to see. But the storyline hasn't changed. That was probably the only thing that I liked about it. But it was even more, I think that we have more fun being in the theater is because of the kids were in there.
Yeah, exactly.
The kids, oh my goodness, if you hear their reaction, it was amazing. It was so funny. And I was like, in some ways, I wish there were more kids in there that was talking and saying, no, he didn't die. What happened? It was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
That made the movie even more fun, even though you knew what was going to happen.
Being there. Yeah. It was the point of being with that environment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, overall, that movie was, that was the only reason why the movie was good. It was just sitting there with the kids. And you know, I didn't think that it would be, like I told Mike, I was like, it didn't change. Storyline stayed the same. I just wish they could have make it more current to what we're going through right now, maybe. Like I said, it was good that the kids were there because it made it even more fun.
Yeah, and the thing is, before walking in, my thought was, you know what, I'm going to bring the kids in with us, our grandchildren, because I wanted to get their reaction, because it is allegedly, well, it is a children's conceptual movie, not a cartoon, but an animation, but an advanced animation. So my thought was, as you move this type of animation up, it should be more mature, that it can keep my attention. But to Alicia's point, the storyline didn't change and everything pretty much matched up. You know, there's a little here and there, and you know, the little singing was there that she was already familiar with. If you knew about it, you can sing with it. But it didn't have, and you know, one of the critics said it was a spectacular look to it. It was so amazing, but emotionally it wasn't there. You know, there was nothing emotional that, oh, his father died and he had to leave, and oh, the it was taken over, and the terrain that everyone else, it was dying. It was really no real emotion.
You've seen it before. But
if you've seen it before, if you make it a, like, that's why you're saying, if you would have changed it, you would have elicits a different emotion,
right,
except for the same emotion,
right,
because you already experienced that emotion.
Right, exactly.
You needed to have other emotional points if you wanted it to be emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But the acting was basically toward what you already saw. So
yeah,
it was too familiar. So we saw plenty of movies that were based off other movies. I tell you a prime example, which is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yes.
We saw the first one. We thought it was amazing. But then when the American version came out, we thought that was amazing and I loved it.
Yeah.
Because they did it a way different from the...
The Sweden? What's the Sweden one?
Yeah, I think it was Sweden.
Because it was a TV series.
Right, right. Exactly. They had a TV series and then they bunched it all together to mm-hmm. make three movies out of it.
Right, right.
It was like 8 episodes, but then they broke it into like 3 movies. But then when they did it with the American version, it was amazing. And you was like, the great acting that was on there, the darkness. And it was similar to the book, because that's what we read the book as well.
Right.
So there was portions that the series didn't put in, but the American movie actually put in. And it was like so dark and you know, it was terrifying in a sense and really drama-laden. So, and again, even though this is a child's movie, that's why I would have thought that we would have enjoyed it more with the children. But
after being there with the other children,
then I realized that was the real main reason why I wanted to go see it. I didn't really want to go to see it for myself and me and Alicia to see it.
Yeah.
I wanted to see it because I wanted to see the joy and fun that children, either familiar with the cartoon, now seeing it differently,
mm-hmm.
or don't remember the cartoon and say, this is so cool. And that's what we heard within the audience. So that was really, that felt really good to be amongst the children that was yelling out and saying things, because their innocence of, wow, look at that, made it a lot more fun. But as a standalone for an adult, yeah, I don't think so. It's really not worth it.
Right, right.
Unless you nostalgic of saying, I love The Lion King, so I want to go back and see the
new
version.
I'm not going to see it, you know. And then Beyonce was awful.
Yeah, she's not an actress.
Yeah, I mean, everybody else, all the other actors that did the other characters, they act the role, but
yeah,
she wasn't as exciting. And then, like my husband said, the kids probably, you know, they really don't care who's playing the role, you know,
because they can't see them.
Yeah, they can't see them. They just hear their voice. So, anyway.
Yeah. So,
what do you think?
So, my thought of it is, I'm not going to see it again. Got it on the books, checked it off. I say a 6.75 because
wow.
I'm not going to have it at a 7 because, one, I'm not going to see it again. If someone asks me, I won't really recommend it unless they never seen the first one. If they didn't see the cartoon, then I recommend and say, oh, you'll probably enjoy it.
Wow.
It's a really different concept.
Yeah.
But if you've seen it, and most people in the world have seen it, It's not worth really seeing because the whole story concept has been seen before.
Yeah, and I give it a 6.
Yeah.
I mean, the cartoon I just accidentally came across.
Right.
On Sunday. And even then, I wasn't even paying attention to it. So,
because you're familiar with it.
Yeah. Now, and I'm like, I'm not going to watch this again.
So there's a lot of Disney cartoons that you will see over and over. The Lion King, just to me, wasn't one of the big ones that I would see. I love Fantasia. I love, what was it, Mary Poppins? We saw that again.
Yeah.
That's I just can see amazing. That again.
I can see that one again.
There's just so many different, the Alice in Wonderland, I freaking love that. There's just a lot of Disney movies. The animated Aladdin.
Yeah.
I like the animated Aladdin. That was another good one. We didn't go see the other one, and we don't plan on seeing the Aladdin one. So that's not on our agenda because I'm not a big Will Smith fan. So
I love Will really Smith, so.
I'm not going to go there. So she'll go by herself. Or you know what she's going to do.
Yeah, they're looking at it on.
That's exactly right. So if you look at it, that this isn't one of the, but since it was a live action, I really thought the look of it was amazing. So when we went and saw it, the look was just fantastic. So it was absolutely the look that I expected. That's why I gave it a 7.5. Otherwise, it would be a lot lower.
6.75.
Yeah, a 7.5. That's what I mean. Well, I'm sorry. 6.75. Right. I gave it an extra 7.5 than you.
Gave it a plat.
Otherwise, I would have been down to 6 like you because I would have said, just worthy of saying I seen it.
Yep.
And yep. Move on.
Yep.
It wasn't exactly. A bad movie.
No.
So
but
I wouldn't go less than 6.
Yep.
But it wasn't really a worthy movie, you know. But anywho, any last thoughts on that?
Nah, babe.
Shoot, thank you for Fade to Black Cinema every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we talk about movies and TV shows, documentaries, and things that we can recommend for you to see. If you have no idea what's out, we give you a little summary and sometime a little more. So always be prepared because you'll be like, oh, you told the whole story. Well, you should have cut it off. We're going to tell you that. So, yeah, but every Wednesday, Fade to Black Cinema on all podcast downloads. You also go catch us on YouTube podcast, which is Bougie Black Brother Network and BougieBlackBrother.com, where you can see the Fade to Black Cinema of all the movies and shows and things that we actually review. But outside of that, we'll see you next Wednesday for Fade to Black Cinema.